You have a real passion and desire to do something, right? There are things you want out of life, things you want to achieve before you die. So why is it so hard? Why do there seem to be so many roadblocks? And why do you constantly waste time and make excuses? There's an answer to this, and there is a force, inside or outside of us, that does not want us to succeed. Let's dig into Stephen Pressfield's book, The War of Art, and I'll tell you seven things. Three things I learned, three things I'm going to change in my life as a result of reading the book, and the one most important passage in the book. Let's do this thing in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Second Mix Podcast, where creators and aspiring entrepreneurs go to reflect, revise, and remix their lives and find the mindset they need to thrive without conforming. Nobody's better than you, nobody's smarter than you, and you don't need anyone's permission to succeed. My name is Matthew Bennett, and I was a miserable fool until I discovered all this stuff and changed my life. Now I'm passing it on and paying it forward. At the end of this episode, there's going to be a call to action to take some little step to remix your life. Take advantage of these exercises and watch things begin to change for you. In previous episodes of my show, I've talked about the base. The base is the lowest form of our lives. It's what we would become if we strived for nothing. And it's the negative that's constantly pulling against us. Gravity, the normal negative. In The War of Art, Stephen Pressfield calls this force the resistance. He says the resistance cannot be seen, touched, heard, or smelled, but it can be felt. We experience it as a negative energy field radiating from a work in potential. It's a repelling force. It's negative. Its aim is to shove us away and distract us and prevent us from doing our work. I love the book, The War of Art. I do stray from Pressfield a little bit in that I believe that the resistance can be heard. I think we hear it in the little voice in our head telling us that our dreams won't come true, or telling us to put it off because it will feel better about things later, or making hundreds of excuses why we shouldn't do something that's good for us, and making excuses why we should do something that's potentially bad for us. So it's the detrimental voice in our head keeping us from growth. This is one of my favorite books. I read it every year. It reads like a series of proverbs, with each sentence being helpful and thought-provoking. It could have been called The Bible for People Who Want to Get Things Done. So here's three things I learned. Number one, the resistance is fertile and ingenious. It will throw stuff at you that you've never seen before. In a good way, once I learned this, I could not unlearn it. That voice in my head making excuses to procrastinate, if you do battle with it, it's going to keep coming up with more and more excuses from any and every angle it can. It's like the resistance floats around in your brain all day, scanning for ideas that it can use as ammunition to keep you from doing your best. If you're not on guard and committed to your goals, you may not even recognize the resistance until it's already too late. Stay on guard and listen and look for all the negative beliefs being created that are in opposition to what you really want. Number two, when we sit down day after day and keep grinding, something mysterious starts to happen. A process is set into motion by which, inevitably and infallibly, something comes to our aid. Unseen forces enlist in our cause. Serendipity reinforces our purpose. There is a magic to momentum that's bigger than just establishing the habit to work. When you commit to the process of getting things done and you decide that it's going to happen and you believe in your own effort to keep things going, things seem to get smoother for you. You can get to a point where you can easily ignore the resistance. It's the momentum that gives you this power. You'll still hear the resistance there, but you can ignore it. Number three, the artist committing himself to his calling has volunteered for hell, whether he knows it or not. He will be dining for the duration on a diet of isolation, rejection, self-doubt, despair, ridicule, contempt, and humiliation. Well, that sounds fun, doesn't it? When we commit to a process, the resistance is going to come. Internal and external adversity are certainly going to be a part of your life, just like it's part of the lives of everyone who's trying to add something to the world. It's the commitment itself that brings this about. An uncommitted person adding a couple of pages a year to their book is not going to be stopped by the resistance because the resistance doesn't see that as anything that needs to be stopped. But dedication is a threat. Dedication is the enemy of resistance. So resistance, when it senses dedication, is going to fight. But no matter what, facing this challenge is far better than the regret you'll face when you don't at least attempt to live out your calling. Those are the three things that I learned. Here's the three things that I am going to change or have changed in my life as a result of reading this book. Number one, I will set clear goals for myself. Fuzzy, incomplete goals and tasks are just a bait for the resistance to come in and attack whatever parts are not clear and to create confusion that's going to hold me back. Clarity aids dedication. When I know exactly what I want to do and the steps that I'll take to do it, I can commit to the process and have a light to look at when the resistance tries to make everything dark. Number two, I will be vigilant of my thoughts and how they are influencing my actions. This is mindfulness. I have to realize that I'm not a slave to my thoughts, especially if they are brought to me by the resistance. I don't have to listen and obey every thought that pops into my mind, so I will ruthlessly fight off any ideas that confuse or muddy my purpose by telling me to procrastinate or telling me that I might embarrass myself if I try to achieve something. Here's a third thing that I changed as a result of the book. Here's a great thought exercise I got, and I've added this to my nightly reflection. Of any activity that you do, ask yourself, if I were the last person on earth, would I still be doing this? The question doesn't work for every activity, but it's a good way to extract your deeper thoughts about each activity that you do and want to do, and it adds conviction to your purpose. The most important passage in the book, creative work is not a selfish act or a bid for attention on the part of the actor. It's a gift to the world and every being in it. Don't cheat us of your contribution. Give us what you've got. I highly recommend reading The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. He makes it clear that it's not just a book for artists, but anyone trying to achieve anything. In fact, I'll go on record here and tell you that if I do a summary of any book, I'm going to recommend it. Because I'm not reviewing anything, I'm just putting into spotlight the books that have changed my life. So what excuse is the resistance coming up with in your life that you've been listening to? Write down any and all excuses and consider how you would deal with each one. Every time an excuse pops up as to why you can't do something that you really want to do, write that excuse in your journal and label it as an excuse brought to me by the resistance. We can continue this conversation in the Ideas and Concepts Facebook group. The link is in the show notes. I'm going to be here every Monday and Thursday until I can look at my feet and think they are attractive. Thank you for listening to the Second Mix podcast. Once again, I am Matthew Bennett. If you are on Apple, please give me 5 stars and leave a review. Whatever platform you use, you can subscribe to hear the latest episodes of the show. I answer every email sent to matt@secondmix.net, and I love to hear from listeners. If you know of anyone who will find this show helpful or useful, please share this with them. I can't reach them without your help. Take steps that will make your week incredible. Until we meet again, keep reflecting, revising, and remixing your life. I'll see you soon.